You're listening to The Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Episode 29, Productivity and Podcasting Hacks with Chris Cerrone.
Aloha, and welcome to The Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Productively live and work from anywhere in the world. Now, here's your host, Erica Durand.
Aloha e komo mai. Hello and welcome, escape artists, to the 29th episode of The Erica Durand Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio, Productivity and Podcasting Hacks with Chris Cerrone. This episode is proudly hosted and sponsored by the Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort, a 62-acre oceanfront paradise here on the Big Island of Hawaii. To book your Makai experience, go to HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS and be sure to let them know that you heard all about it on The Erica Durand Show. Now, one of the most beloved residents of the Hilton Waikoloa Village's protected natural saltwater lagoon is the gentle hanu, or green sea turtle. The Federal Endangered Species Act and Hawaiian regulations forbid touching or harming hanu, but up-close visits with these graceful swimmers seem to be enjoyed by both our guests and our hardshell friends. I'm going to post my personal photos of these amazing creatures in the show notes at ericaduran.co/29. This episode is also sponsored by my all-new Aloha Strategy Session. This session is perfect for coaches, consultants, trainers, and other entrepreneurs who are tired of settling and want to put more life back in their lifestyle. It is strictly for those who desire to earn at least $10,000 to $20,000 a month in their business and work only about 3 days per week. For more information and for the wiki quick application, go to ericaduran.co/aloha. Remember that all the links and resources, including those photos I mentioned of the hanu turtle, will be over at ericaduran.co/29, so you can relax and listen knowing that you can get all the links and information over there. Maybe you'll even want to share some aloha and leave us a comment in the show notes. Your thoughts are welcome. Now today, escape artists, you're going to meet Chris Cerrone. Chris is the host of The Cerrone Show, a top-ranked business podcast designed specifically for entrepreneurs and anyone looking to make a change in their life. The show airs 3 new fresh shows each week. With his co-host Lacey, they've interviewed the movers and shakers of the world in hopes of bringing tips, inspiration, and actionable steps that you will enjoy. Now, they have almost 2 million downloads, so it's definitely a show you want to listen to. In this episode, you'll learn the productivity tips and routines that Chris used to produce and build his podcast that has almost 2 million downloads. The marketing and networking methods that Chris used to make his podcast successful. Now, these tips can be used for any media, blogs or YouTube or whatever you're doing. They can be applied. And you'll learn some strategies and disciplines on how to keep social media and email from running your life. Of course, after the break, we'll have our WikiWiki round with rapid-fire questions. Now, your freedom is waiting. Let's not waste any time. Aloha, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm perfect. Well, where in the world are you today?
I am in sunny, hot, dreaded, although I love it, Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Okay. I spend a lot of time in Las Vegas. I have a lot of clients that want to do their VIP days there. So I get over there quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky because of the conventions and all the tourism and all that stuff. People tend to come to me instead of me having to travel to other states for, you know, stuff.
So. Yeah, that's really convenient. I spend a lot of time there. Well, I gave a quick bio in the intro of the show, but everyone wants to meet you and hear about you in your own words and about your business and everything. So if you could go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to sum it up, to make it as easy as possible, I am literally just a guy that likes to talk to people online.
Okay.
and what I mean by that is I have a podcast, of course, and I do speaking engagements, and I'm an entrepreneur, and I have a consulting business with my partner. I mean, I do a lot of things, but literally to boil it down, I just like getting on the internet and my podcast and having conversations with awesome people such as yourself and really seeing where this rabbit hole will take me, because there's always a new, fun, exciting experience just around the corner, I found.
Right. I agree. And I have to ask, what does a freedom-based lifestyle mean to you?
If you don't mind, I'll tell you a perfect story that just
happened. Sure, sure.
My partner, which I mentioned, Lacey Arcioli, she's also the co-host of the show. We were doing a little get-together event at a local casino here in town that ran really late. And when I say really late, like way too late for someone of my age with children should be up at time of night. But we did the event. It was super fun. The next morning, as you could imagine, we slept in late, and then both of us kind of decided, you know what, we're going to take the day off today, mm-hmm. and we're not going to do any work. And really, I tell that story because that's what freedom means to me. It means the ability of choice. It means that I hold the power of my own schedule and what I want to do. So if I did stay out late one night, you know, or whatever, I didn't even have to be going out late. It could be anything. But, you know, for me to say, you know what, like, let's not do work today. Let's hang out at home. Let's spend time with our family. Let's spend time with our children. That's freedom to me.
That's a great story and a great answer. And I mean, I'm a productivity expert, and people think I'm just going to add more to their to-do list, but I'm always trying to take things off their list, you know, so they can enjoy those days off that so many entrepreneurs ignore.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of productivity, like, that's how we were able to do that without stressing out, without losing money, without getting behind, because we have systems and things in place that really takes care of us.
That's where the magic is, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I did some research, and you interviewed so many entrepreneurs on your show, and a big part of my show is about being productive with every area of life so you have more freedom, just like we talked about. And what are some productivity tips or routines that you hear over and over on your show or that you actually implemented for yourself in your business?
Well, one of the big things I hear is just simple organization, mm-hmm. right? Like, I've just from talking to the many, many people that I've talked to on the show and offline and Skype hangouts and all this other stuff, there's several ways to skin that cat, right, of being organized. And you really got to find what works best for you, because no matter what tool, what tip, what app, it's only going to work as well as the user is going to use it, if that makes sense.
Totally.
So just really being organized and finding a system that works for you, that's totally key right there.
Right. And I don't know if you know this about me, but for 15 years before I was a digital nomad type person, I was actually a certified professional organizer.
Oh, wow.
And it really is about, there is a test for that and all. There's a certification. And it is because we had to come up with so many unique systems to fit the personality so that the people would actually stick with it and it would work for them. So it's really interesting that you say that.
Yeah, I like how you worded that too. That would fit the personality of the person, because for me, I went through so many different like tools and tricks and apps and tips and all this stuff until I kind of found a rhythm and a system that works for me.
That's good you were open to trying different things. A lot of people throw in the towel when the organizer comes over and her boxes and bins don't work for them.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's anything. It's like dieting. It's literally anything. If you want to create a habit out of it, you just got to like kind of get over that first hump to really see if it works for you and not bail too early. And then once you do it for an amount of time, then you can properly assess, okay, this isn't really fitting me. Or on the flip side, you're like, I'm really digging this and I'm seeing improvements and just go from there.
Now, do you have any kind of productivity or morning routines or any kind of routines that help you out throughout the day? Or are you more of a whatever kind of comes to mind, you do that?
It's kind of a two-parter. I've learned for myself, because my mind is constantly racing, no matter like whether it's something I have to do or it's a new idea or just my mind is constantly racing. So what I do in the morning is I wake up and I literally do nothing for like 30 minutes, sometimes an hour. It's almost like a little game with myself. I try nothing. I don't look at a screen. I don't, watch TV. I don't read a blog or any. I try and do absolutely nothing. And the reason why I do that, and I don't remember where I picked this up from, but I've heard it over and over again. It's just I'm trying to like think about my day internally, and I'm trying to clear my mind, and I'm not having music on or anything, and that really helps me get focused. I really can't explain why. I don't know. Yes. I just know it works and it helps. Then I start opening email, and then I start getting into the systems that I created that helps keep me organized.
Right. And you wouldn't exactly call that meditation even. You're just absolutely doing nothing.
Yeah. it's a form of meditation, I guess. I'll be honest again, like I wouldn't know how to meditate or whatever. Maybe it's my own version of it. I just try to like clear my mind and think, okay, what do I have to do today? And what could I get done in that time period? And if something exciting pops in my head, then I kind of say, okay, like not right now, like I'll maybe write it down. But I just really tried to just do my thing. Because before the flip side, I would immediately get to my social media, or I'd immediately get to my email. Or there was a while where I would immediately listen to some type of podcast in the morning to keep my mind right. And all those things were great and they helped me out. For me, though, I found nothing worked better than just kind of doing nothing.
Right. And I never really understood meditation until I did the free trial of the Headspace app. Mm-hmm. And then it made sense to me then, because before I was just way too antsy to sit still and do something like that. But that really made sense to me.
Absolutely.
And along in my research of you and your business, I saw that your podcast is just so successful, and many of my listeners want to start their own podcast. I think the method. What am I doing? I'm so sorry. I'm screwing up my notes.
You're good.
I think the method you give us here could be applied to any media, like a blog or YouTube show or anything. So the methods that you use to make your podcast go along well and be so successful, what could you give us the advice for to use in our media?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, here's the funny thing. I kind of stumbled into something that worked. I didn't know any better. I was just doing what I thought would work. And I also used, my past experiences in corporate and owning businesses and just being an entrepreneur for many years. I kind of took a lot of offline practices and brought them online. And what I did was I literally just, talked to people and networked, and I was consistent in my social media and I was consistent in my networking. And now that I'm kind of talking out loud, I may want to harp on the keyword consistency, right?
Okay.
So when I originally started the show, I kind of broke it down in buckets, right? And I thought, okay, in this bucket right here, like I just need to meet and talk to and engage with as many people as possible. This is all pre-show, pre-launch, by the way. So where do I find these people? Well, I joined a bunch of Facebook groups and I went on forums and I tried looking at Google Plus groups, but that didn't really work well for me, or at least I didn't catch on to it. And I joined as many as possible as I can, and I just started talking to people. I either answered questions if I knew the answer to them, or I would ask questions, or I would literally just go, hey, that's a great comment, like even if I had nothing to add. And the idea for me behind that was to get to know as many people as possible, right? Building those relationships. Mm-hmm. But psychologically, people would see my little mug, my picture, my avatar, constantly everywhere. It was almost like this guy is everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. From the social media standpoint, I would start to tell a story of the launch. Now, this is all pre-launch, by the way, and we still kind of do this with our show now. But I would start to tell the story of the podcast. It wasn't so much like promotion heavy as it was storytelling, meaning when I interviewed somebody really cool and interesting and fun and engaging or whatever, right? I, not knowing any better, I would literally just put the microphone next to their website on my laptop and take a picture and post that and be like, hey, just interviewed, you know, blah, 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 whoever it was, had a great time. Here's what we talked about. So excited for this interview to come out. Just little things like that. I would say the combination of the two, the networking and the relationships piece, and then also telling the story, I was consistent as possible doing something out of each of those buckets, sometimes both, every single day.
Yeah, I think consistency is key. And I like the fact that you didn't go at it with a big mass attitude that you could just do one post and everything happened magically. You actually went into the groups and built the relationships with people.
I would say the one thing that has helped me and Lacey do like just under 1.9 million downloads in our first season alone is that relationship piece. And I know a lot of people are looking for a magic bullet or a Facebook ad technique or a YouTube this or an Instagram that. I mean, really, it all boiled down to consistency and relationships because, and I know I'm a little long-winded here, but the relationships piece, we've had so many guests on our show that have gone off on their own platforms and promoted the heck out of us without us asking, by the way. We've had so many listeners listen to the show and promote the heck out of us. Without us asking. Like, that's happened so many times, and I think it's because we've built those relationships, we've engaged with people online, we've told the stories. It's a culmination of all of it, and it's kind of like you get back what you put into it mentality. That's literally what we did with the show.
That's a great answer. Thank you for that. Absolutely. And speaking of social media and email and productivity, I know those are big time suckers for entrepreneurs, and I've done so many blog posts and shows and talks about this, but I would like the listeners to get your tips and your perspectives on how do you suggest we tame these two beasts of social media and email?
Yeah, that's another thing that I've tried a bunch of different apps. I've tried a bunch of like scheduling tools and just all sorts of stuff. And what I found that's worked for me really was I would set up just time blocks in the day, mm-hmm. and I would literally just do whatever the task at hand is. So meaning in the mornings, usually I would set aside in the beginning like 10 minutes. Now it's 45 minutes. Because, you know, obviously we've grown to just knock out email, just respond to email. You would be surprised how many people are shocked when you answer their email or get back to them within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Like it's just crazy. When we were building the show, and of course, nobody's perfect, right? There's days where sometimes I'm not as quick as I'd like to be getting back to email. So I just want to point that out. Like, it's okay to be human, you know what I mean?
Right.
as long as you go back to trying doing that. And the same thing with social media, you know, 10, 15 minutes devoted to Twitter and Instagram. If you have a YouTube channel or Google Plus channel like we used to, you know, time blocked off to that. But we would just regiment ourselves, okay, during these times, this is what we're doing. I'll give you a real quick perfect example. We are relaunching season 2 of The Cerrone Show. And we also have another podcast that we're launching. And part of the regimen, because we're in launch mode, is 3 times a day, specifically just for Instagram, we are going to make a post. So every morning, noon, and night, we're posting something on Instagram. Will that change as the show launches? Probably, right? But I've made it into my daily DNA that I have to be on Instagram at these times of the day. And to be on Instagram 3 times a day, when you compress it, is probably like 10, 15 minutes. So it's not that bad.
Right. It's not like Facebook with all the groups and rabbit holes that they have.
No. That, depending on your day, that's definitely something like an email where you block off a decent chunk of time, whether it's in the morning or the evening, or for others, it could be afternoon. It's whatever fits your life. But if you block out that time and say, I'm going to do this and this only for this amount of time and not do anything else, it becomes a habit and you get very good at it. And, You know, the fruits of your labor will definitely pay off.
Right. And I think that people just distract themselves so much with email and social media, and it can be a very productive tool. I mean, I don't have to drive around in my car and network anymore, and I can reach so many more people, but it's just having the discipline to turn it off too.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And you mentioned your new show. Can I ask what that topics are going to be about in that new show?
No, absolutely. It's called Your First 10,000 Downloads, Your First 10K Downloads.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what we find, like, here's the thing, going back to productivity and giving back and all this other stuff, like, since we built the show as big as we have, like, we've been afforded so many opportunities. Like, we've spoken all over the country. I spoke at the first podcast movement. We've been mentioned in books. I've been quoted in, you know, Entrepreneur, like, all this stuff. And it's because of the size of the audience that we grew. And when we kind of looked back at the past year, we noticed the number one thing people always ask is, how do I grow my audience? How do I get more downloads, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to create a amazing podcast. It's all pre-recorded. They're quick 10 to 15 minute episodes. Some are even 5 minutes. And they're all just little tips and tricks and strategies and actionable items that you can do, whether you're a new podcaster or an aspiring podcaster, to help you grow your audience the right way, by the way.
Okay. Well, that sounds really interesting. It sounds like a little mini course almost.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. I mean, we wanted to teach people how to grow their audience the right way. And the reason why I keep stressing out the right way is because we're not teaching you to be SpamFest 2014. The whole idea is to grow an audience that stays engaged, that sticks with you.
Right. Perfect. That sounds exciting. We'll definitely put a link to everything we've mentioned in the show notes at ericaduran.co/29. And Chris, are you ready for the WikiWiki round? That's our lightning round here.
I hope so.
Okay. Well, first, speaking of downloads, a big reason why people want a lot of downloads is to attract sponsors. So we're going to take a little break here to hear from the Hilton Waikoloa Village in Hawaii.
Hilton Waikoloa Village, a resort like no other, nestled among swaying palms and overlooking the glistening blue Pacific Ocean, lies the award-winning Hilton Waikoloa Village on Hawaii's Big Island. This 62-acre oceanfront paradise blends contemporary facilities with graceful Hawaiian culture and is a romantic destination within itself. Three towers occupy a protected oasis woven around tropical gardens, where 1,240 rooms abound with the subtle elegance of Hawaiian splendor. This amazing property boasts two championship golf courses and a seaside putting course, eight world-class tennis courts, the luxurious Kohala Spa, 14 international cuisine restaurants, lounges, and bars, world-class shopping, and a museum walkway lined with more than 1,800 authentic treasures. The Hilton Waikoloa Village Resort is also the Big Island home to the friendly and playful dolphins of Dolphin Quest. For more information or to book your stay, visit HiltonWaikoloaVillage.com or call 1-800-HILTONS. And be sure to mention that you heard about this beautiful resort on The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio. Mahalo. Want to partner with me? Would you like to get your business showcased in front of thousands of productive-minded lifestyle entrepreneurs and travelers? Why not become a sponsor of The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Lifestyle Design Radio? Go to ericaduran.co/sponsor to see if this partnership is right for you. Mahalo.
Okay, Chris, we're back. Are you ready for the WikiWiki round?
I am. Let's do this.
Okay. What are your three favorite tools or apps or software or notebooks, anything that your best tools that you're using right now?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're, let me just preface this by saying, if you're ready to hear some kind of cool piece of technology, I'm going to let you down right now.
Okay.
And the reason why I say this is because, like, we've tested and used and done so many different things. We've interviewed companies with apps and stuff like that. And I want to see the three things that have totally helped us out. Two of them are analog. Two of them are old school.
Mm-hmm. So I'm writing these notes in a paper planner that you're telling me these links. So
wait a minute. That is actually my first one.
Okay. Oops, I stole it.
Fashion notebook.
Okay.
This has worked for us so well. We actually did an entire show. I forget what it's called, like the brain dump episode on the Cerrone show. Mm-hmm. And literally what we do is we just have a notebook and there's a whole process behind it, but we create a major brain dump, whether it's I need to pick up eggs from the grocery store to I need to schedule this post to I need to go to Amazon, like whatever it is, just get it all out on paper, right? We then organize those thoughts and put them into categories and then just have like a scrolling. I'm being very general. I know, I'm sorry, but we have a scrolling list of items, but the tool, quote unquote, right, is just an old fashioned notebook.
Okay. It's perfect. I have, of course, like Franklin Covey planners and all, but the notebooks work too.
Yeah. In fact, if you really want to be technical, it's just the spiral notebook I think I got from my local grocery store.
Perfect. And tool number two?
Post-it notes.
Okay.
Now, I don't have a gazillion post-it notes all over my computer or anything like that, but I created a system that I learned actually on YouTube. And I forget where, but I'm sure you can just search it anywhere, where it's on my wall, and I use some painter's tape because I didn't want to pay for this nice, big, expensive whiteboard or anything else. I literally took some blue painter's tape, created some lines on my wall, and got color post-it notes, and I organized stuff into projects and whether they're completed or not.
Okay, so it's an abbreviation of the Scrum method. I don't know if you've heard of the Scrum method, but it's basically three columns like you're talking about, and it's backlog, doing, and done. And you just move your sticky notes and one idea per sticky note, of course, so you don't have it.
Yes.
So that's perfect. Okay, I use that too. And then number three.
Number three is Google Docs.
Okay.
Sheets and Word and anything in Google Docs. We use not only for the show, we use it to organize projects we're doing. We use it to organize all our social media and all our posts. Like I can't say enough good things about Google Docs. And the beauty about that is it's free.
Right. Perfect. Okay. And the next question, what are your three best pieces of advice for new or struggling entrepreneurs?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say, going back to an earlier discussion we had, is the consistency piece.
Mm-hmm.
No matter, you know, how hard it may seem or how impossible it may seem, if you're consistent at it, it's going to make a world of difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another one is expectations. I don't know if a lot of people are talking about expectations when it comes to entrepreneurs or building an online business. If you're, it's one thing to have big audacious goals, which I'm definitely a fan of, but it's another to have expectations, right? What I find, and we'll just speak about podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
People will have the biggest expectations possible, so big that when they launch their show and they've done all this work and the download number or the shares of their show or whatever the metric they're using doesn't meet their expectations, they are so defeated that people often don't come back from that. And then you'll see them pod fade. You'll see them fade out.
Right.
And that's really, really unfortunate. If you're managing your expectations and you're doing it in like a sliding scale, like, okay, in 30 days, I'm going to have this. In 60, I'm going to have that. 90, I'm going to, like, if you can do it that way, it will definitely help out from a psychological standpoint, from an emotional standpoint. Plus, it gives you those quick wins. It gives you those little teeny wins that build momentum, right? Like, it makes you feel good about the whole entire process.
Right. I love that, because I there's so many people out there saying, you know, dream big and think this way and everything. And really, that's too overwhelming for a lot of people. And it hurts their self-confidence when they can't get 1 million downloads on their first show.
Yeah, like I'll give two quick examples. One is the download piece we're kind of talking about. I've had people tell me in 1 month, oh, I've only gotten 1,300 downloads. That stinks. Whoa, what? Like, 1,300 people chose to listen to you speak. Imagine if 1,300 people filled up a room and watched you on stage.
Right.
You wouldn't be saying, oh, only 1,300. No, you'd be excited. Like, manage those expectations. Another quick story, and this is perfect because it literally happened this morning. I was doing a coaching consulting call in my house because luckily this person lives in the state. And we tried something new, and he made like $150, right? And he was like, I only made $150, blah, blah, blah. And I go, have you ever made a dime before online prior to this, by the way? Well, no. So, it wasn't like, you know, $10,000 or $1 million, but you made $100-something for the very first time online. So celebrate that for a second. And two, the thing we did took you 5 minutes of work.
Right. I was going to just ask, it probably didn't take him an hour. And has he ever made $100 an hour before?
No. And literally what he did, it wasn't even 5 minutes. He copied a link from somewhere and pasted it somewhere else. And that's it.
Oh my gosh. Sounds like a good business.
Yeah.
And so that's two. Do you have one more?
Yeah, I would say, and this is kind of general and is probably heard a million times and in a million different places, but there's a reason for it, is let's just be prepared to work hard. Be prepared to go to through the peaks and valleys of starting an online business, starting an entrepreneur-based something, or really anything for that matter. Like, just be prepared to work hard. Be prepared to work smart, but be prepared to, like, get in the trenches and get your hands dirty, because the rewards that come from it, the overall feeling, I mean, you can't even describe it. It's almost like describing what it's like to have a child, dare I say. Like, I will never know what that's like, right? Because I'm a male, blah, blah, blah. But for the women, like, that's not something you could teach somebody or explain to a woman unless she's had it herself, you know?
Right.
Eating chocolate. Like, I could be the world's best, I don't know what. I can have a PhD on chocolate. I can literally know everything about it. I could be the best storyteller. I can give conferences on chocolate. But until you've actually had a piece of chocolate in your mouth, like, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right.
So kind of applies to that.
Right. Perfect. Thank you so much. And just to wrap things up here, I was wondering if you had any free downloads or gifts or anything for the listeners.
Actually, yeah. If you just go to yourfirst10kdownloads.com, you'll get a free starter kit, podcast starter kit, that gives you the top 5 rookie mistakes, gives you an equipment list. It's a really cool tool that we're giving away to podcasters right now.
Well, thank you so much for that. And what's your favorite way for people to find you on social media? Which platform?
Really, right now I'm on Instagram, but if you want, just go to saroneshow.com. In the top right corner, you'll find links to all my social media, and I'm pretty active on all of them, by the way. So whatever platform you're using, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or whatever, I'm on there, and I'll see you there.
That's perfect. That's how I like to do it too, because I always say, well, whatever platform they like, I'm on there. So,
it's not about us. It's about them.
Well, Chris, it was such a great experience meeting you through this process, and I just thank you so much for being a part of this episode.
No, thank you. This was an honor, and I had a blast. Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. Pauhana escape artists, work is done on this episode. I've mentioned it before, but Pauhana in Hawaii does mean work is done. But in many places, it's also translated into happy hour. I hope you took this great advice that even in a semi-high-tech business like podcasting, you can still use traditional productivity tools like a simple spiral notebook to be successful. Also, that in these global businesses where we can reach out to anyone online, it is extremely important to take that relationship offline and speak one-to-one. The tools change all the time, but the strategy of clearing your mind by keeping a planner or notebook and treating your social media contacts like the humans they are will serve you well for years to come. Make sure you check out all the links and resources we've mentioned, including Chris's gift to you at ericaduran.co/29. And of course, my all new free Aloha strategy session. The link to apply is there as well. Mahalo for listening. please connect with me on your favorite social media. And a hui ho until we meet again, sending you aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Erica Duran Show, freedom-based lifestyle design radio. Be sure to go to ericaduran.co to get all of this episode's show notes and resource links. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo.